96.3 WA2R, the Frank Ski Show, sounds like Washington. So I heard there was some drama with Olivia Jade and Red Table Talk. What was going on with that, Nina?
If you remember, Olivia Jade is the famous YouTuber who's also the daughter of Lori Loughlin, Aunt Becky from Full House, and Massimo Giannulli, the parents who basically paid their way, bribed their way for their daughter to get into USC in California, correct?
Right.
Who are now in jail. So she contacted Jada and the Red Table Talk because she wanted to come onto the show and basically speak on it. And Adrienne Gammy, Jada's mom, was not here for it. She was actually really upset that they were even entertaining the fact that they would bring her on the show. And she just felt like it was the epitome of white privilege. This white privilege girl wants to come on our show, us three black women, to talk about basically why woe is me. Let's listen to it.
I feel like here we are, a white woman coming to black women for support when we don't get the same from them. Her being here is the epitome of white privilege to me.
I understand where you're coming from, but let me just be clear. I never want to be the thing that was done to me by white women. I also believe that these are the kind of attitudes that feed the same thing that we're fighting. It's like people look at us, they say, you're black and you're female, and they automatically put us in a category. Mm-hmm. So looking at her as being white, young, and privileged, and then putting her in a category, it's the same thing. So I just see it as this cycle.
It's not our responsibility to raise her consciousness.
There's going to be lots of people that agree with you.
100%.
And we're going to get heat. I also feel like this is a practice of compassion. To me, this young girl is reaping the repercussions of some actions of her parents. When I heard her story, it just reminded me of Jade and Willow and Trey. As a parent, I've been in that position with me thinking, I know what's best for my kids. And then they suffer the consequence of it.
So you think that she didn't understand what was going on? Because they did the same thing for her sister.
Bottom line, we can't act like we know exactly what happened.
At the end of the day, I really feel like she gonna be okay.
Wow.
Yes.
So what are your thoughts on that?
I totally agree with Adrienne. I think Gammy was so on point, and I feel the same way. I don't want her on the show. I wouldn't want her on the show. Like Gammy said in the Red Table Talk, Olivia Jade is going to be okay. Okay? Her life is going to be just fine. When her parents get out of jail for serving their, like, what, minimum 2-month sentence? When other black people are getting 5 years plus for even smaller crimes, she will be okay. Why should we give her a platform to come on here and do the whole woe is me? I don't feel sorry for her, and I don't think anyone should. And I wouldn't have given her the platform. Jada and Willow felt like it was the opportunity to basically speak to other people who may feel like, you know, who may be in denial about white privilege and whether or not it exists, and that it might change someone to have compassion. But child, please, I'm not here for it.
But you know what the irony is?
What's that?
They're privileged.
What the hell are they talking about?
They're still black, though.
That's
they're still black.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Okay.
They are privileged.
Okay, they're privileged, yes, because they are well off, but they're still black.
Yeah.
So they're still less privileged than the rich white people.
I think Will Smith makes enough money for him to have white privilege.
Frankie, I cannot even believe you. You know what, y'all.
Sometimes you make enough money to buy the privilege, Nina Brown. Will Smith makes enough money to get the privilege. I don't think Will Smith is I don't think Will Smith is left out of any privilege. What privilege is Will Smith left out of?
It's not that, Frank. What did Jay-Z say? You still you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, no matter how much money you have, you still are black. And people are still going to look at you like you are lesser than. Jay-Z said it best.
Yeah, that's true. But still, I think he could buy some of that privilege. I'm just saying. 96.3 WHUR sounds like Washington.